The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Thrilled to have Terry Labuie from our group join us. We're the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, and we've got a team in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland to serve your needs wherever you might be. Terry, who brings 10 years experience in real estate from another firm to our group and has been with us for a couple years, is just a fantastic real estate agent. Kudos to you on all the fine comments I'm getting from our clients. Well done, Terry. So, Terry, let's chat about the property in Fairfax that we just put under contract. This is a piece of property. Chat with us a little bit about the process that the sellers decided to go through and how we helped them achieve top dollar.
Yes, thank you first for the accolades. We met these sellers probably a year or more ago with their intent to sell three pieces of land consecutively, three siblings. Can I say that?
You can say anything you'd like, Terry.
Okay. Three siblings who had inherited property from their parents and had been in the family for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So the selling process was frightening and daunting for them, not being something that they had ever done in the course of their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to meet with them and guide them through the process. It's been a long, hard road and very fraught with anxiety and fear. But we are now at the point of contract and looking at some real solid deadlines and success for them in getting top dollar and moving on to the next phase of their lives.
So you've got property which has their how many houses on this property?
There are three homes.
Okay. And the value in these three houses is really not in the houses themselves, correct?
Correct.
Someone could take one of the houses and actually renovate it, and they would have a house. But the real value for the seller is in what someone could do by taking the houses down and building new homes on that spot.
That's absolutely correct.
We also went through a process of evaluating the subdivision potential for the property. And there is subdivision potential for this property. But our clients in this case decided they didn't want to take the time and the money and the effort to go through a full-out subdivision. So we went through an engineering study to decide what were the potential subdivision possibilities for the property. So we then presented that and sold on the potential value of the property upon completing, and therefore increased the value from where it was just by itself as land, and then sold the potential value. Now, we couldn't get all of what we could have gotten if we'd actually gone through subdivision and actually, you know, thrown driveways in and everything. But we were able to get a nice portion of upside to the tune of a couple $100,000 for our clients, and all for a modest, pretty modest, $5,000 to $10,000 investment. So that was a win-win by bringing in the right engineer and coming up with a very clear strategy for how to market the property. Now, that buyer's going to go through a study period. They're going to verify that the property can be of the value that they're paying for the property. But we all feel confident, all of us, you and me, and the family involved, feel confident that value is right on. So hats off to you for doing, again, an excellent job in caring for each member. You know, it's not always easy to care for one seller, one couple sometimes, as it is to care for multiple siblings. And I know, like you, I've been in the business a long time, and I've worked with sellers who are schizophrenic at times because their minds are moving in so many different directions. They have a hard time managing their own emotions in the process. And so the glue oftentimes is the real estate agent. So well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you recently sold a property in Edgeley Woods, and I want to talk a bit about this particular sale because something occurred that we've all been hearing about, and it was of nothing having to do with us as a group, but it had to do with the buyers of a property. We were representing the sellers in Edgeley Woods, and we've sold now four or five homes in Edgeley Woods in the past year and a half and done a bang-up job, which is why we keep getting referrals into that area. You took this listing, and you were one of, what, six agents that they interviewed?
Correct.
And they hired you and our group to sell the property. How did we do in price and terms? And then take us into what happened as we approached settlement and a major issue arose.
We had a full price offer on the property, one of the highest prices in that neighborhood, by the way, to date. Full price offer within 2 weeks. Very solid buyer. Buyer and his spouse both worked for a bank and have very good income. And we felt very sure that the deal would go through to settlement, and we got to settlement. And through no one's fault, buyer or seller, the funds for closing were stolen via wire fraud, and therefore the closing could not occur as scheduled.
Okay. And now, if you could explain how the fraudster was able to intercept the funds and what occurred to that money.
Well, we're not exactly sure how the fraudster got a hold of the information, but we suspect it came as a result of information leaked out of a title company, whether they hacked into the title company's email or systems somehow. We don't know. But the fraudulent party was able to set up a fake bank account using the name of the title company at another bank, and somehow, in the process of minutes, as money was transferred from one bank to another, it was intercepted and stolen.
It's amazing. So the buyer, somehow a fraudster, somebody who knew where this buyer worked, knew that they were buying, and had gotten that information and then set up a dummy account with the name of the title company on a dummy account at a different bank. And then the funds were transferred into that and then disappeared across state lines. Now, the buyer was made whole because the bank has insurance for that purpose. But the seller in this case, our client, it cost them a week of their time, all the irritation and so on, right? The emotional distress of not being able to close. It cost us time. Now, in this case, the title company, they ate up all those costs, and they helped the seller, our client, cover the costs. So everybody was made whole financially, but we have to be so careful today. I'm just putting everyone on alert to be very, very careful about when you send money or you take money from some place that you are confident of who it is you're actually sending it to and getting it from, because there are companies that are hacking into banks and title companies, and they're not telling the banks and title companies. They are trolling the accounts so that they can pull information about, in this case, the purchaser and where the purchaser was going to be getting their money from. And we think that that's what actually happens. The title company had its accounts hacked, and very sophisticated fraud was taken. I mean, $130,000, and bam, gone. Incredible amount of money. Be careful. So we got to settlement. Our sellers were thrilled. We got a fantastic price. It cost our seller a week extra time, but nothing out of pocket because the title company covered that difference. Now, you've also had some recent sales in a couple of other locations in Virginia. I want to chat about how we helped a couple sell their luxury home in North Arlington and then find a condominium and be able to buy using a bridge loan product, so that our client was able to make the purchase before their property was under contract. Unusual in this market. Not many banks will do that, but Terry will share one great story with you right after we talk with Stuart Rosenthal in just a moment.